was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends and relations. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's a lovely, if somewhat chilly, Saturday afternoon, December 15th. Our call-in line today is 1-800-313-9443, and we have a very busy show. I have a little list of things I'd like to accomplish here and return, as we must, as promised over these few weeks, to the subject of prison extraction, applying all of our latest and most effective technology and foundational philosophies to that arena. And that arena is an excellent learning experience for anyone who's participating in the program. Folks, just one quick caution. This program is specifically for your entertainment purposes only. Despite any language that I may structure where I use the word you, when I'm talking in pronouns, I'm really meaning me, what I might do in a particular situation. So please use the information cautiously as a love of learning. That therein lies the entertainment. And if you do that, if you show wisdom as a child of God, then you'll hopefully keep yourself out of trouble. Speaking of which, we're going to be talking about traffic cases. Someone sent me an interesting email. I think I'll read just after the brief introductory break in the next segment. And he pointed out that there is a tendency for people, he may not have realized he pointed this out, but it was clear to me in the email, that there is, of course, a tendency among patriots to discover that they are free men and to act upon that sliver of knowledge by destroying their driver's license or unregistering their car or failing to file tax returns. And suddenly, they become fodder for stories that Jack might mention, Jack Smith might mention on his Monday Night Broadcast, or I might mention on the program, or Pastor Massad might mention on his program on another network, or they become a source of tragedy for their families. So I urge you to exert caution. We're going to be discussing some of that right after the break. A couple of other topics we'll be talking about is mentors, their obligations, and how one might secure a former participant in a law merchant leadership retreat as part of an expanded study group. Excuse me. Also, I'd like to challenge the world with a concept that occurred to me during a case discussion I had this past week, and I immediately called a friend who's in a rather large evangelical organization for BIC Technologies and other commercial remedies, and I bounced it off of him, and I thought, based upon that discussion, that it might be appropriate if I bounced it off of the world, whomever is listening to my voice. And it's the concept of rapid response teams pursuant to the immediacy of sheriff's sales and imminent foreclosures. And I think we will pick up with that idea after the break. The lines are open. I see we have some callers already. I'm going to do my best to integrate callers into the program. I will ask you to remain on topic, folks, as we proceed. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting
Network. Heart
disease
is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. That is Charlie Daniels, I believe, singing a song called Money. That's a song that is close to the heartstrings of probably 99.99% of people in this world, or people in the so-called industrialized world. And so commercial remedies have risen to the forefront as being a very effective way of holding jurisdiction and proving to commercial entities such as the United States Federal Corporation that they are not the master but the slave. Before the break, I mentioned the idea of rapid response teams. There seems to be an increase, as we all know, in the number of foreclosures, although in the Patriot Movement, we might not attribute that to the usual causation that the media would assume applies to most other folks, most other subjects of the United States. And not a day goes by that I don't get desperate pleas by email. Sam, can you help us? We have a sheriff sale coming up this week, or we just lost our home and we'd like to get it back, or we're in the period of redemption and we would like to resecure the home, or foreclosure, we anticipate foreclosure is coming down the pike, or will be appearing very shortly, or we just inquired of a mortgage company as to some of the frauds, and they answered us by sending a notice of foreclosure and on and on and on. Now, the first line of defense, might I suggest, if you don't know what you're doing, or if your back is to the wall, would be to secure the collecting in bankruptcy CD. And I almost wish someone else was selling that CD, because it sounds like a shameless plug on my part, but I cannot begin to tell you how effective that one course can be in instantly getting yourself into a forum where you can at least get a stay on the proceedings, at minimum. In fact, I just got off the phone with a fellow who is in the same state as me, who has that CD and is messing around in that forum, and with all due respect, he's using just a fraction of what it provides, but as our discussion went on, we discussed an adversarial suit. An adversarial suit is such a simple thing to execute in the bankruptcy because they provide you with those forms, and we've assembled them all together in a folder on that CD that says adversarial lawsuit. And in that folder, I believe we have the complaint and the summons, and we also have subpoenas. There are adversarial lawsuit subpoenas. So if you have requested the instrument, if you've decided to fight in equity and requested the initial promissory note, or you have a public policy settlement as a law merchant, and the other party, the bank, has recontracted with you, including their confession that they stole $250,000 of public funds from the Admiralty, or their confession that they have waived all rights to object, what better way, what have I been saying for 6 months now on the air, what better way to force their hand into accepting your offers then subpoenaing them into a bankruptcy court adversarial lawsuit. The stay remains in place. They now have to come in and testify as to all of those issues. Or you can issue in the adversarial a subpoena ducis tecum, which requests the production of certain records and evidence which would contradict all of their stipulations and their confession of judgment. And I reviewed that, my friends, I believe last week and the week before on the air. But very simple, very simply, those simple statements on the subpoena ducis tecum might say, we are commanding the production of any records and evidence that would indicate a defect in registered public record number, whatever the county filing number is, or the filing number in a court, in which John Jones, agent for the Secretary of State of the State of New York, has certified that Sally Smith, the chief financial officer of Acme National Bank, has waived all rights to object in this action or any of the other stipulations that they've made. Can you imagine how powerful that would be, requesting that in the subpoena ducis tecum in an adversarial proceeding? They know they can't produce those records and evidence, and they know that the subpoena that's in the same envelope commanding them to appear will be to question them on those points in the subpoena ducis tecum. And if it was me, I would deliver those to the attorney and say, now, would you like to replevin the property? Would you like to issue the notice of release on the mortgage and save yourself the embarrassment and the criminal referral? Oh, by the way, did you see the proposed criminal complaint in the same envelope? If you'd like to avoid all of that, then issue the release on the mortgage, and none of this has to appear in the public record. Have a nice day. This offer's good for 8 hours till end of business today. That's one way I might use the bankruptcy to approach a scenario like this and cut short all the other paperwork. Anyway, many folks are trapped in this impending sheriff sale mode of crisis. So let me throw out a challenge to America and perhaps to the rest of the world. If you are a gifted litigator or you are accomplished in oral discourse, and I know people out there who are heads of groups who are very good at this kind of thing, and if you have listened to the December 1st archived program, broadcast of Take No Prisoners at this very network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, in which I delineated how I would approach a sheriff's sale. Very straightforward, half a dozen documents, copy of the indemnity bond, which is to say a copy of the deposit slip indicating that funds have been reserved in your name, Mr. Auctioneer, or in your name, Mr. Sheriff. Copy of the bonded promissory note or secured promissory note, a very safe instrument, and yet it is legal tender. Excuse me, it is not legal tender, that was a mistake. It is a monetary instrument. It is a negotiable instrument. And to prove that, I would, Lord forgive me, have copies, since I'm dealing with statutory fictions, actors working in a fictional de facto jurisdiction, I would have with me copies of UCC, 1-204, I believe, and 31 CFR 103.11, as I recall. I can track that down. I want to make sure the UCC reference is correct. Just give me a second on that. I hate to waste airtime here, folks, but this we should list completely correctly. So only take 1 second. All right, I don't have it handy. Let's assume it's 1-204, and I will check at the break. And I would have a copy of the 1099 OID filed with IRS on that payment. The 1099 OID report of your taxable gain on the instrument, in the case of a sheriff's sale, it wouldn't be filed yet because payment hasn't been tendered yet. But here's your copy of the 1099 OID report that will be filed by end of business today after our business is done. And here's a copy of Form 56, indicating the secretary's full authority to transfer those funds that are being held in reserve in your name into your account, and a few other similar items, all of which I reviewed on December 1st. Well, imagine if you put together a rapid response team or a regional rapid response team. Even if this were for commercial purposes, but you delivered the service, there's nothing wrong in charging for a service that is delivered in good faith. In fact, that is a loving act. It is a loving act to choose to spend your money on something that is valuable to you, and it is a loving act to provide a service that is valuable to someone else. That is what men and women have been doing since the beginning of time, creating bread for milk and both families survive. And money is just a shortcut to that barter. So the exchange of money for service is a loving act in my book, and I believe that is scripturally a sound principle. A rapid response team that would help a party facing that situation come up to speed quickly in learning what that sale is about, and then the rapid response team would appear at the sale and purchase the property as a third party coming out of left field, a completely independent creditor or creditor in waiting, coming in fully skilled in how to do this, more skilled than any sheriff that they would face, unless the sheriff has faced that team once before. So I throw this out as a service that those of you who have come of age and are seeking to help others might consider, and you could make a few dollars on it. And if you're good, I would be happy to promote you or even bring you on the air for an interview if you were providing the service. Now, speaking of not providing the service, I would like to issue a warning. And let me begin by asking you this. What is BIC? And where did it come from? Simple question. What is BIC? Ask yourselves right now how you would answer that question in your own minds. Well, let me fill in the blanks if I may. BIC has two meanings. So, in fact, why don't we take this break? The music means we're coming up to a 3-minute break. Why don't we take this opportunity to Take a piece of paper and a pen and put to pen what you think BIC is and see how it compares to my definition as the originator of that particular term. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back, my friend. Before the break, I mentioned, I think, UCC 1-204, and that was not the correct code regarding the proof of a monetary instrument or a negotiable instrument. It was UCC 3-104. As I recall, 1-204 is actually a very interesting definition of reasonable or seasonably. Let me see if I can find that real fast, because I think you'll actually get a kick out of that. Give me 1 second. Here we go. For all of the agents of the United States who are listening to my voice today, here's something for you to consider. Here's a definition straight out of the Uniform Commercial Code, 1-204. Reasonable time, seasonably, in quotes. Subparagraph 1. Whenever this act requires any action to be taken within a reasonable time, any time which is not manifestly unreasonable may be fixed by agreement. What does that mean? What the hell does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means billable lawyer's hours. That's what it means. Any reasonable man can read that definition and understand that is an invitation to controversy. That's all it is. It exists for the sole purpose of providing lawyers the opportunity to litigate. It's laughable. I actually read those definitions, and I find myself chuckling at them. First of all, it's self-evident, it's a maxim of law without that paragraph, that people can arrive at any agreement, reasonable or unreasonable. Isn't voluntary slavery unreasonable? But you can arrive at a voluntary servitude or voluntary peonage or slavery agreement at a moment's notice. In fact, we do it every day we sign a contract with the United States. We go into bondage. That's reasonable. So there is no such thing as a manifestly unreasonable entity if people agree to it. If people agree to sever each other's fingernails, it's reasonable because they've agreed to it. So provided they're not under duress. Under duress, they must agree knowingly, willingly, and voluntarily, of course. That sounds a little bit like common law. Well, that's where that is derived from the second layer of original law, which would be common law, the first layer being admiralty law. All right, so anyway, I might arrive at that sheriff's sale if I was in a rapid response team with a copy of UCC 3-104 and 31 CFR 103.11 solely so that I could thrust them under the nose of the counsel for the auction company or the president of the auction company or the sheriff's deputy sheriff and say, excuse me, ma'am, is it your position that you are willing to violate federal law and accept the liability in this action? And I'm asking you that in front of this representative from the governor's office who is here taking notes. What are you, swearing out an affidavit? Yes, he says he's swearing out an affidavit. And, in fact, a subpoena regarding this at this very moment. Is that your position? What do you think the sheriff's going to do? Think he's going to effect an arrest in that case on the promissory note? I don't think so. So perhaps there's someone out there willing to take the forefront as a mentor in that kind of a situation and do it for other people. By the way, that leads to the brief topic of mentoring. Last night was a night for really belligerent emails, and I understand people get frustrated and they feel they have to vent. Some gal sent me a fairly nasty email about mentors not making themselves available, and don't these people realize the responsibility they hold? And folks, the mentors are swamped because there were only so many we could train, and there are so many thousands of you who have made premature decisions, not to be free, premature decisions to get yourselves into trouble under the cover of purporting to or attempting to be free, to live as free men and women. The demand has outstripped the supply. But I would like to address this comment to those mentors who have not stepped forward. The affidavit you signed did not require you to step forward. Of course not. I would never want to put anyone in a situation where they would feel that their skills are not sufficient to the demands that are being asked. But let me suggest that you examine within your own hearts and souls at this point if you can be doing more for other people. We have some mentors who are very specific, some very capable mentors. In fact, two of the most capable mentors I know who have stepped forward and said abjectly to other people, we will not help you. We don't want to slow our own groups down. That's not where my head's at. And I understand that. But let me suggest that the Lord may have some pitfalls waiting for you if you squander your skills just on you and a couple of close friends. We'll pick that up after the break, and then we will get back to the other topic we were talking about, the definition of BIC. Don't go away, folks. We'll be back in 2 to 3 minutes. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, welcome to America.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before we pick up our discussion where we left off, I would just like to mention that tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be discussing the case of Conrad Black. Some of you may be familiar with that case. Some of you may not be. And how Conrad Black, the former CEO of what was an enormous media empire, they had hundreds of newspapers under Mr. Black's control around the world, some of them quite well-renowned newspapers, such as the Jerusalem Post and the Chicago Sun-Times, how Mr. Black does not have to spend a single day in jail. Now, we've held this discussion before, but as you know, our technology has, in the last year, has just exploded. And so tomorrow we're going to be talking about a case that has implications for probably 80 to 90% of the people listening to my voice right now on Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we will provide Mr. Black and you with a blueprint, a step-by-step blueprint of what has to be done to pull his case after he was convicted out of the courtroom, after he was sentenced, out of the hands of the peace officer establishment and the judicial establishment, and take it back private and ensure that the successor sureties to the liabilities that were imposed upon the legal fiction dead corporate entity straw man defendant in the case, and how those successor sureties can be placed into the jurisdiction of the marshals, or in a state case of the sheriffs or the state police or the Bureau of Prisons or whomever is operating the prison system in that jurisdiction, and how it can all be done with a few pieces of paper. Let me just read you one quick outtake from an article on the web here, if I can find it. Before the trial got underway, Black all but shrugged off the charges, portraying himself as an underdog in the crosshairs of the U.S. government, the most powerful institution in the world. What, my friends, is incorrect about that statement? He's exactly right. Now, he was accused of bilking shareholders out of $80 million, eventually reduced to $6 million. Remember, folks, regardless of what Mr. Black may or may not have done, he was functioning. He doesn't know this, but he was functioning as an officer of the United States, because he was a corporate officer operating in a sub-corporation of the United States. If you apply to the United States to be chartered as a corporation, you are, by definition, a sub-corporation of the United States federal corporation that is doing the chartering. And that would be under, what is it, 28 U.S.C. 3002, I believe. Something Mr. Black might want to look up. In fact, you want to have some fun, do me the personal favor of sending out an email about this program to your friends and ask them to circulate it. And perhaps Mr. Black will tune in, because I would suggest that the former head of one of the most powerful media empires in the world, who is really a patriot at heart from Canada, might, in fact, value this information and be willing to act as an evangelist when he discovers he does not have to spend a single day in prison. In fact, the prosecutor will be more than happy to serve his time for him after the first 2 weeks of my involvement or any one of our mentors' involvements in a case of that sort. Anyway, speaking of the mentors, let's pick up where we left off before the break. Might I suggest to all of my mentor friends throughout the world that if they make the decision to extend themselves on behalf of someone else's growth in this arena, and someone who really needs the assistance at the most basic level, in fact, such a basic level, you as a mentor may find those questions to be repugnant to your dignity, that in pursuing the role of a teacher in those circumstances, or at least a temporary guide in those circumstances, you will in fact be helping yourself even more than you'd be helping the party that you're assisting. Now, I fully understand and I accept and I represent myself to be nothing more than a beginner. We are all just men and women, children of God, trying to learn to emulate our Lord and his enviable strength, courage, and behavior on the cross. And one of the scriptural principles that cannot be avoided, and if you're a student of scripture, I'm sure you can come up with a dozen places where this example, five or six come to mind right now, certainly, where this example is prescient in the Bible, where by helping others who are less fortunate than we are, we help ourselves. So I'm imploring you to spend a few moments considering whether or not each of us, including myself, can be doing more for those who have, like we did, acted prematurely at some point in their lives, got involved with the United States Federal Corporation, or as Mr. Black stated, let's see, in the crosshairs of the U.S. government, the most powerful institution in the world. He's correct. Fortunately, the U.S. government is not the most powerful institution in the world. It is the most powerful institution in this world. So that said, let's go back to the definition of BIC. What did you write on your paper? Did you write down that BIC stands for Beneficiaries in Common or Beneficiaries in Common Payment Method? Those would be correct. The term BIC stands for Beneficiaries in Common, meaning the use of payment instruments uttered to the benefit of certain fiduciaries, in judicial cases often prosecutors, clerks, and judges. And as you know, when we do that, suddenly judges start disappearing. Any party who is offering to contract by expanding funds under public policy. And, of course, the bookkeeper on the accounts established with the United States Federal Corporation, the Secretary of the Treasury. The term beneficiaries in common, BIC, means the use of payment instruments with those parties. Acting through our special relationship with the Secretary of the Treasury, who is acting in his capacity as the representative of the receivers for the bankruptcy, the U.S. bankruptcy, and the Canadian bankruptcy, Mr. Black, the Secretary of the Treasury acting on behalf of the International Monetary Fund through the Federal Reserve Bank. Notwithstanding, BIC also refers to a comprehensive and unduly complex, some might say, system of presentment of those instruments and all of the enforcement strategies which have mushroomed out therefrom. So BIC doesn't just mean beneficiaries in common, meaning joint beneficiaries on payment instruments under public policy, under UCC 3-104, and 31 CFR 103.11, but it also refers to the system that has grown around that basic and ingenious idea over the last year. Now, for the record, I personally did not invent the concept of joining beneficiaries on payment instruments. Those who listen to the program should know that story. It was invented, at least to the best of my knowledge, by a fellow out west whose first name is Roger, and I am not talking about Roger Elvick, in what appeared to me when I was exposed to it to be a moment of brilliance. And Roger, you know who you are. I don't mention your last name because I don't know whether or not that would be desirable to you, but my hat goes off to you for that. My involvement began about 3 years prior to Roger's development of that joint beneficiary concept, when I wrote a process, an administrative process, that I called Demand for a Trustee's Investigation, where we sent an administrative process to the Secretary of the Treasury demanding that he institute a trustee's investigation to investigate the failure of a particular court to transmit payment that had been made to the court to Treasury. Though we, in that demand, we stated that that equity was unaccounted for and, to the best of our knowledge, had been embezzled. So we're demanding a trustee's investigation to locate and seize the funds. We only used it a couple of times, and then the thought process was, well, why don't we want to take Treasury into an administrative process? Then we'll have to haul them into court, and this whole thing just keeps spiraling out of control. That process, by the way, was based upon my reading of code back when I was reading code, specifically 28 U.S.C. 2041. Now, this within the last 12 months or so, may have been a little longer than that, but I think it was in the last 12 months, I had a meeting with Winston Shrout, who most of you are aware of, and Winston had approached me specifically about these joint beneficiary instruments that he had procured from Roger. And I discovered during that meeting that the statutory mandate for transferring funds to Treasury in a judicial case, which Winston had been provided, actually had been repealed. No such statute or code existed. But a light went off in my brain, and I said to Winston, hang on, this is ringing a bell, Winston. And I was able to locate in a matter of minutes on my computer, the Lord willing, because I had had a computer glitch where I lost 80,000 files, the demand for a trustee's investigation administrative remedy back in my older files, and lo and behold, within the administrative letter, it quoted 28 U.S.C. 2041, which basically says that all funds deposited in any court of the United States, and as you know, that includes virtually all of the fictional courts, all of the territorial courts, all of the courts of Washington, D.C., and all the subordinate courts to that D.C. circuit, meaning all of the state courts with a capital S. And a light went off in my head, and I said, virtually, this process is born. I see a million things that I can do with it, and I ran with it, Winston ran with it, others have run with it, and during my program, one day on the air on another network, I coined the phrase TIC, Tenants in Common, and the following week came back and edited that to read Beneficiaries in Common, because the instruments and my rewrite of those instruments for my purposes was to, and that was a drastic rewrite, and by the way, it pales compared to the latest rewrite on the instruments we have in beta testing. But that was, it was a drastic rewrite, and it was apparent to me that what made this system unique was, number one, depositing funds with Treasury specifically on reserve in the name of specific account holders. A marvelously clever creation by Roger. And secondly, the use of joint beneficiaries on a promissory note. Now, I didn't tell a lot of people at the time, but one fellow last night sent me a scathing, actually one gal sent me a pretty scathing email last night, someone who I know and respect, and she said, the promissory notes don't state it's an unconditional promise to pay. This is shocking. And what were you thinking? And she really called to question my intentions on it. But keep in mind, a promissory note usually does not state it's an unconditional promise to pay. It doesn't have to if there are no conditions. But we kept the language on the promissory notes simple for a reason. And the reason is because the promissory notes are really bills of exchange well disguised. They are three-party instruments that name a beneficiary, and one of the beneficiaries is the Secretary of the Treasury. Hence, these become public funds without a CUSIP number. And that has been one of the things that I have capitalized upon in developing my side of BIC, which is the definition of the term that stands for a comprehensive and complex system of presentment and hellfire enforcement strategies. And I have spared no amount of resources, as you know, this year in developing virtually an infinite variety of methods of presentment and enforcement. And these have worked in many, many cases. And sometimes they work in strange ways, very often, by just having the cases disappear. Most recently, we have added to that tax notifications to act as public record involving 1099 technology, 1040V technology, 1040 technology, and 1040NR technology. And I do not accept the credit for that technology, but as to how that is being applied to enforce our payments and the redraft of those contracts, I am taking not credit for, but responsibility for, because I have been working around the clock the last few weeks to integrate that into the BIC technology. And folks, stay tuned to your emails, because over the next few weeks, you are going to receive a startling announcement about how we are packaging that. Now, there's a purpose to this discussion, and I hope to wrap it up on the next short segment, which will follow a three-minute break. I don't think you want to tune out at this point, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it's my honor to be sharing this lovely Saturday afternoon with you and my producer, Kirk.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
My friends, we're having an interesting review, so to speak, an exploration of BIC past, present, and future, and there is a reason for that. this will probably require a portion of the next segment after the next break. The next break is only a one-minute station identification. But there is a method to my madness here, because I need to issue a very strong caution to folks in the field about a certain risk factor that I think everyone needs to hear about. Anyway, as I was saying, BIC as a system, which is where I came into being, has expanded at a feverish pace. It's sometimes hard for me to discuss it in any fashion regarding enforcement without new approaches and ideas literally materializing in my head as I'm speaking. And believe me, this is not a homage to any ingenuity that might be inherent in my DNA, but I think it's a real homage to the versatility of this particular approach, an approach in which payment has been made pursuant to public policy, pursuant to that ingenious, fictional, de facto deception known as public policy, a system in which we are able to imply that there are repercussions due to statutes that require transfer of the funds to Treasury, a system in which we have many potent administrative processes, and that's important because we exist in a fictional system in which administrative process is king, but no one knows it. You tell a lawyer this has been settled by contract, the lawyer says, well, that doesn't matter, we'll have to make a motion when we get into court. Uh-uh. That's not the way it works, and that's why we bop lawyers on the top of their head all day long, and they consider it to be the worst day of their practicing careers. But 90% of what happens in the courtrooms of this world occurs by private stipulation, including those so-called criminal plea bargains. We're dealing with a versatile BIC system in which everything has been stipulated, settled, and confessed in advance. A system in which notaries have such enormous power that they have not been told it is resident in their commission, because if they were, it would be the end of the judiciary as we know it. And a system in which Treasury maintains the books and records. Now, come on, folks. Is this not a playground for furtive minds? Is it any wonder, as we're speaking about it, new technologies are flashing in the mind and going off just like a fireworks display on the 4th of July? So as I mentioned, we've most recently added the 1099 OID, 1099 miscellaneous, 1040V, Form 56, 1040NR, 1040, 1041, and 709 technologies as of December 1st. You can hear about that on the December 1st program. I don't claim credit for those technologies other than the 1041 and 709 technologies, which you might say I had a substantial hand in putting together. But I will take responsibility, not credit, for applying them across the board to the BIC system that I've been nurturing this last year. And like any profound settlement method, once you start conjuring up where you're going with it, the imagination knows no bounds if you will just unleash it. Presently, we have integrated these tax methods for proving the settlement across the board. We're using their own documents, the public documents, to ledger the settlement into the BIC Stage 2 presentment methods, including the notice of counterclaim that you know is option 1. We've integrated it into the option 3 comprehensive administrative process, and at the same time been able to trim that in half in many cases. And we've included it in option 4, the commercial claim method of presentment. That music, folks, means we're coming up on a one-minute station identification, so please stick with us. I'm going to pick up right after the break where we left off. You're listening